Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively in a Baltimore Positive place. We're in Lexington Market, the old market, as we'd say, here since 1782, world famous. I can see it right out the door. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I've been giving away some Raven scratch-offs. Hopefully you get some winners. I'm hoping at some point, if somebody won $20,000, John Martin told me, if they hit the thing, it just says CMD Lottery. So if you ever say CMD Lottery, that's not like that's they're going to give you a lot of money.
That's a good thing.
That's the
right.
That's the Willy Wonka thing. When it says see Maryland Lottery, you've won something that you just put the ticket in your pocket and go to the car and go
don't
take care of business.
Right.
Also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I did promise to wear the wacky hat during this segment. I was going to let my hair down, my rock and roll hair. Bill Cole is here. Matt Campbell is here.
Hello.
We talked about you in the last segment. Your ears burning.
Oh, good. No.
Well,
no,
I said that we were there and we were having a good time, a really good time.
We did.
You had a really good time that night.
Yeah.
Earlier that night.
It was all really good.
I
find massive personal satisfaction about connecting people.
Mm-hmm. He really does.
It's just,
so we're at Secrets. I told this story a little different off the air, but I'll tell it, you know, best I could clean it up. We go down to Mako to get guests to have fun. I do my show down there. Ben Cardin sat down. Your boss, Brandon Scott, our mayor, sat there. So a lot of people from the state are there. And we're at Secrets where they have the free plug. Delicious chicken tenders, right?
They were good.
They're just so
they
good.
Hit the spot.
So they put them out on the buffet after we've had lousy food in a lot of places, not like here at Fadley's. And he comes over. He's like, I got a guy for you. So he brings Mac over to me. And Mac says to me, man, I know who you are. You're like Alan McCallum's guy. And I'm thinking, like, and anybody in my audience would know Alan. Like, Alan was here before the station was here. Alan was covering the Orioles for me in 95, 96, 97 when I was at WLG, before there was a station. So I haven't asked you your connection to Alan, but you put this sort of thing together. And then he says to me, I'm doing this Oriole thing. It would be perfect for you. And I said, what are you going to call it? And you said...
The Nest.
And I said, you don't have to name it after me. I'll come and be a part of it without you naming it after me, you know? So Matt Campbell is here. He's the executive director because they don't have a chief of the Baltimore Convention Center. Bill Cole is here. He's not that Bill Cole. He's the other Bill Cole. He's Cole Roofing. I did not bring your coffee mug today. I went with a Duck Doctor mug for Howard, but I usually have your... You get your Gordian. What's this Gordian?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's the first shirt I grabbed this morning. So
he's a solar man.
It's okay.
You're so understated about all this.
I don't know what to tell you.
You didn't give your big accelerant speech yesterday.
The Oriole thing that he... It wasn't like the Gordian or the Cole. It was the Nest.
That's a good point. That's branding.
I'm just saying.
That's branding.
Like, you know, okay.
What are you going to do?
The Cole
smarter
does sound kind of good.
I don't know. I think Nest was good, you know.
So I've had a big week. You know, I had John Waters on this week, and I've talked about... you know, fulfilling your dream and asking for what you want in life. So my wife said to me, like, the minute John... Because I was coy about it. I went on the internet. I'm like, I had Andy Summers last month. And that was something I never thought would happen in my life. Because Andy Summers and I sang three songs together in Havana in a bar. It really happened. There's a whole story. I played... Go watch it at Baltimore Positive or listen to it. But Andy Summers played in York, Pennsylvania. I asked him on and he remembered me. And he came on. So I'm like...
What three songs did you sing?
Well, you can go listen to the whole thing
I don't think I'm going to use part of
that.
No,
it was pretty good. My wife didn't think so either until she heard it. It does involve Jerry Coleman, which makes it probably unlistenable. But Scotty P. from Amici's, we all went to Cuba together, and they came into the studio and told the whole story about how it all happened.
Right.
It's its own thing. We were in a Bodeguita del Medio. There was a music exchange program there. Andy Summers walked in. I recognized Patty Maloney from the Chieftains because he used to come to Baltimore and play. I did not recognize Andy Summers, but he's this big, and he says, hi, my name's Andy Summers. Nice to meet you, you know? And I'm like, I said to Scott, I'm like, that's Andy Summers from the Police. So a band came in and played mariachi music. They had guitars. Woody Harrelson was there. I left that out. Woody Harrelson was there, and
what
we were drinking.
What kind of weird microcosm was this?
Really this was
weird.
This was really not weird. A fever dream, dude. This really happened.
Yeah.
Right?
You walk in a bar and you see.
This is why I'm telling you this story, and I'm not even getting to the punchline yet. It's John Waters and Dave Grohl. But so I had Andy Summers on after this crazy. It's what three songs? We did
Doesn't matter.
I said to him, will you play the guitar with these guys? He's like, I don't speak any Spanish. You got to set it up and make it respectful. And I said, La Policia. La Policia. They gave him the guitar. And Jerry Coleman's sitting on the bar drinking Havana Cuba Libres, and he's yelling, Canary in a coal mine when the world is running down. You're yelling all these songs. Every little thing she does is magic. And Andy Summers holds the guitar that he just picked up to my ear. He's like, let's start at the beginning, mate. And he started playing Every Breath You Take. Every breath you... So we started singing, and Woody Harrelson's harmonizing with me. We did three songs. We did that. We did SOS. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know the beginning, and you can thank Jerry Coleman. Just a castaway. Just a castaway. He's yelling at me. Right. So, just a castaway. Sure. So I did that, and then we did Roxanne, because the whole place wanted Roxanne.
Of course.
Yeah, so there were Italian stewardesses and pilots there.
So there'll be some sort of hyperlink that connects us to the YouTube video of this
There's a lot of pictures of it, but there's no motion. So anyway, so Andy Summers does a show,
did it really happen?
Listen, this is inspiring. This is part of inspiration and perspiration.
Okay.
So Andy Summers happens, and my wife says to me, what are you going to get Springsteen on? You know, like, what's going to be next? And I'm like, I'm going to chase John Waters down, because he's doing this Christmas thing, and he's always been at the top of the bucket list as a Baltimore, since we birthed Baltimore Positive 5 years ago here at Fadley. So he came on, and he said, I've never said no to you, and I thought, I should have asked a long time ago, right? So Dave Grohl's my new person. When John Waters happened, my wife said, what's next? And I said, I'm not really getting Barack Obama. I'm not really getting Bruce Springsteen. I had Nils Lofgren last month. Pretty good. I probably could get Little Steven if I ask. I've just never asked, right? Yeah. So, what's next? And I'm like, I don't know, but Dave Grohl's next. I came up with that with you. Yeah. Dave Grohl wrote a song called Hero.
Yeah.
There goes my hero.
Right.
So the organization that was heavily involved in saving my wife's life is There Goes My Hero. So Jen right now is eating, is it 11 o'clock yet? She's eating schnitzel right now in Cologne, Germany, and drinking Zuner beer. It's pronounced Zuner. It's Zuner. Say it the right way. Zuner. So anyway, Niels, who saved her life, and so they're in Cologne. So there are real miracles here. So if my wife can be with the man who saved her life in Cologne, I should be able to get Dave Grohl on the show, right? Thinking, I know people who know Dave Grohl.
Yeah,
so Dave Grohl's next, because I don't know if he knows about There Goes My Hero or not, and I want to be the one to tell him. With Eric and Michelle, of course, who founded it.
He's a regional celebrity.
I don't think it's an unreasonable.
Yeah.
See, I like confidence. You know what? What if I brought him to Fadley's and said, Dave Grohl, crab cakes from Fadley's.
Right.
You think that would get him here?
Might walk in the door.
It got you here. Now, you're not even here for the crab cakes.
No.
This guy has no palate at all.
No, like, that's when it comes not to true.
You don't even taste what's... You can't say that this is a mustardy sort of...
Okay.
All you care
right.
about
you're
are
right.
these...
Well,
I don't even want to eat these things. I don't even know I want to touch them.
I do care about this.
I am not a... Dude, take these. I don't want them.
They're wonderful.
They're the best.
Yeah.
You going to share them?
Of course.
Yeah, we can cheers on the air.
What do you love about deviled eggs, Bill Cole?
The deviled eggedness?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Oh, jeez. I can't believe they're eating this. When they could be eating this.
Cheers.
Wait. You guys cheers on all this. We're at Fadley's. Bill Cole is here. Matt Campbell is here. They met on the sand on a beach with a lot of free alcohol involved. And Bill imbibed more later on, and I did too. Now, why am I always a designated driver at Mako? Because I don't drink a lot, to be really
you
honest.
You offer.
Well, I walked this year, so I probably... I didn't drink too
Uber
much.
Changed,
I still could have.
Uber changed Ocean City anyway. Like, there were no cabs, right? You couldn't do cabs.
You too, Gucci, to take the bus?
You took the bus. Now there's Uber. And
well, I mean, take the bus
Uber
in Ocean
is
City.
A little excessive.
God, she replaced them already. I just got rid of them, and now she brought
even,
more back.
You know.
Like my mother. Like my aunt. My aunt would bring those.
The only place you could get a cab.
Yeah.
That was the only place. Secrets.
Well, they line up out there.
Right.
All right. So when we left, Mac was giving his 5-minute elevator speech on Bill Cole for Gordian Energy is going to have a solar conference here. You go to these conferences, you're having a solar conference here. So when you're having a solar conference here,
there's
how many
a solar conference here in like 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. All right. So what does that mean?
It's not, but
you're like the legitimate.
You will eventually.
Well, I mean, you're a coal roofing. So let's say there's a roofing. Your industry, whatever your industry, because you were in Minnesota a couple weeks. You go to this stuff all the time. You've been to a million conventions.
Right.
Before I get to that, because I'm rambling and I'm ADD. Have you guys ever seen a mashed potato bar?
Yes.
No.
They're the best.
I was at my first ever event last night.
Like a wedding or something?
Yes. Last night, Atlantic Caterers, shout out to Raul, who's my Facebook friend. I emceed the American Cancer Society. I cried a lot. Michelle Modell was unbelievable. I was at the Museum of Industry, and I walked up. It was me and these two really pretty girls that were there, like, eyeing it up, and I looked at it, and I looked at them, and I looked at it, and I'm like, where to bake potatoes? Because it looked like everything, looked like there would be a baked potato in a tinfoil. And it was two big mashed potato vats that looked delicious. Dude, it had gravy, three kinds of gravy, chili, cheese, bacon, chives, sour cream, whatever you would want.
Mashed potato bar changed your life last night.
I put it on the internet. People are making fun of me. They're like, you've never seen a mashed potato bar? Yeah. I'm like, I don't think I'll ever see one again. First time And then I say this to you, and you look at me like, we've had plenty of mashed potato bars.
I mean, you don't get looking like me without appreciating a good mashed potato or baked potato bar, yeah.
So anyway, he's given his five-minute speech, and you are, what does the convention look like? What does his customer look like from your perspective to say, if you're in charge of the roofing administration of Maryland and you're going to whatever, what he's going to give the speech. But how many people come to these things that you go to?
I don't know. The big roofing convention is probably 20,000, 30,000 roofers.
There's a convention for every.
Yeah.
20,000. Can we do a 20,000? That's too big for us.
No, we can do the 20,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Otakon was pushing 40.
Wow.
I mean, it depends on the setup, obviously. But
I mean, I wish I would have known you could have snuck me in. I would have worn my Wonder Twins outfit.
You would have been right in.
All right. We're definitely changing the subject. There's a lot of nuances to that. So roofers aren't busy in February. So guess when our convention is? February. Do you really think everybody's going to buy a plane ticket to Baltimore in February? They're roofers, mind you, right? Like,
he's giving you challenges.
Vegas is nice. Like New Orleans, Orlando, like that's the circuit.
He's telling me it's
they mix
Pittsburgh
in
or
San
Columbus,
Antonio every now and then, but it's February, right? So that's hard.
I don't know. We're busy in February.
It's just
about the right piece of business, right? But then, you know, there's a World of Asphalt. There's a tow truck convention. Yeah. There's the Nurses of Gastroenterology.
There's literally everything.
We
love the nurses. Damien's like, we love the nurses. They call come eat crab cakes. And nobody, nurses of what?
Gastroenterology.
Right.
I don't want to know.
There's a convention for
everything. I mean, I'm sure they're nice people,
right?
But I don't want to meet them professionally. You know what I mean?
I mean, we did BronyCon, right?
It's clearly
a convention for everybody.
My complete outsider's view is, like, once your convention center has the ability to show that it's logistically and structurally capable of handling the event, it's literally about things that are mostly out of your control that you try and push people to produce. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the food scene like? What's, you know what I mean? Why is it a hot place that people are going to want to go? And then that's the crossover when talking to him is like, I get it. There's lots of crazy stuff there, but how do you get the whole ecosystem to buy into, oh, we have to support the convention center, and here's the things that I can do to help with that. That's it, right?
Well, and at the same time, it's also how we can help them, right? Like we were talking about Harbor Place in the first segment, right? Like Dave Bramble needs us as much as we need Dave Bramble. We need vibrancy, and we all create that, and we all feed off of each other's missions, right? So I think it's a collaborative thing, right?
Sure. When there's a convention, if there's an Oriole game that happens at the same time or a concert at the arena at the same time, like those are additive, right?
Well, and
those
let's
are
go,
things
let,
that
on.
Get on the list and I'll be like, oh, cool, we can do that.
Well, go back to 5 years ago. No offense, when the baseball team sucked, that wasn't as much of a draw for sure.
Well, Camden Yards is still on people's bucket list.
Whether
the product on the field is terrible or not,
you'd rather have
fortunate.
The baseball team here than not here from a sales perspective,
right.
It's a better weekend when it's here, right?
But let me tell you even something crazier. And so we had the Chinese-American volleyball tournament here a couple months ago. They were doing a night market, a traditional Chinese night market, and they couldn't find a place to do it. They were going to do it on Camden Street. Permitting was not right for what they were doing. So they activated Utah Street on a dark night in the warehouse, lit the whole thing up, and activated that as part of their convention. So,
man, we have space. Right. We have space.
And these really cool assets that can be used in a whole bunch of different ways. And so it's just it's weird bedfellows, so to speak, but it worked. And we had drone flyovers of how cool it was, and then we used that to show other conventions. Right. Like, look at all this cool stuff you can do within a block of our building.
Did I ever tell you about the time I walked on fire in the parking lot at the convention center?
No, you didn't share that.
Tony Robbins, 2000 and maybe one. My son did too. I absolutely did a fire
walked
walk.
Walked on fire.
Absolutely. That's how Baltimore Positive happened, because Damie was asking. Well, I'll tell her about that later, but it's been 5 years for Baltimore Positive this month. And it happened at a convention center. Mac, you'll appreciate this. Mac's about to eat a crab cake, and I'm losing him as a guest now, because once he starts eating. I'll story tell for a moment then. Bill wants a crab cake. I mean, all these deviled eggs Damie's bringing over here at Fadley's. So Baltimore Positive celebrates 5 years next month. It happened in the middle of the night at a convention center. I was at Tony Robbins' Date with Destiny. It was the weekend that Mahomes threw the Jedi pass. In 18 against, you remember the Jedi? Everybody remembers the Jedi pass in Kansas City, right? I was watching that game on television at the convention center in West Palm Beach. Lovely convention center right off of 95 there. And Tony Robbins does his annual 7-day all-in, all-night. It's called Date with Destiny. It's really, he invited me personally. I saw him at the Capitals playoffs, and he invited my wife because my wife's a 2-time survivor. So it's called Date with Destiny. It's about finding your mission in life and then applying yourself, right? So this is, you know, I've told this story once or twice, but never to you guys. But it involves a convention center. So part of Robbins' thing is the convention hall is 50 degrees. Everybody has jackets on. You learn better when it's cold. You focus better when it's cold. Like all of these sort of techniques that a guy like Robbins would have. But you go out into a garden, and we went for like a walk. It was like just sort of all, not a mantra walk. It wasn't a fire walk, but it was kind of like get out of the convention. It's nice. It's Florida. It was in December. It was nice out. And it was walking through there that I, like, conceived Baltimore Positive. So, as something to do. It was a thought process. So, here's the punchline. I come back. Damie says yes. Don Mohler's leaving government. We start the thing. We get everybody from governors and Nancy Pelosi's and athletes and do-gooders and wonderful organizations and all this stuff. And 2 years ago, I found myself in West Palm Beach. And I wanted to go back and pay respect to the space where I sort of walked out and did this thing. And I've been to downtown West Palm, one of my best friends.
I'm not a big West Palm Beach fan, by the way. Just
okay, but my buddy lives downtown near Clematis, and they have a Rocco's Tacos. It's lovely. So I pulled the car over, parked it, and I went out just to pay respect to this place that's created this next part of my life that allows me to do things like be an MC at the American Cancer, do good things, right? And the first thing I saw was, beware alligators. And the first thing I thought is, this is a total Robbins mind F thing, that if I would have known there were alligators there, I never would have gone into that park and
it's
dreamed
one thing
up
you don't
anything.
Have to worry about in Baltimore. You don't have alligators.
So there's a challenge for you, right?
Get alligators?
There were alligators. I mean, you know, it's an alligator sign. And I had to laugh because I thought, there's your first challenge. I never would have walked into that park. Uh-huh. Never. Bill Cole is here from Cole Roofing. He asked me if I've ever had the two Bill Coles together.
We've never done it together, but he and I have been in the same place. A black hole does not open up.
So that does happen. All right, your 5-minute elevator speech, now that you've had a crab cake, you're inspired, Mac. What do you say to someone that says, Baltimore, crime, Freddie Gray, haven't been there, Orioles, not baseball, weather's bad, it's February. What are the sales points?
Just pile it on, why don't you?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you look at Baltimore as a destination of easy access, right? Whether you're driving in the 95 corridor, we're one of the easiest destinations to get to by car. Literally, right off 395, bam, you're at the building. Airlift, BWI Airport.
He dropped one little crumb.
Sorry.
We're not picking it up.
My heart
I'll
just
get
died
it.
A little bit.
I know.
Wasted crab. So
you would think different of me if I bent down and ate it right now. So, and we're on camera, so I can't do that.
He's thinking about it. Nonetheless, keep going.
So, the airlift, right? BWI Airport, a major hub for Southwest and other outlets. Light rail straight to the building. Quick drives straight from the airport. really easy to get in and out.
And that's right? not true in a lot of places it's as not. Someone that travels.
Well, right. A lot of
I fly to Denver, they land me in Wyoming. You know,
well,
it's crazy.
Well, let's not talk about the Denver
airport. Fly to Kansas City, you land in Kansas, not yeah. Missouri. The city's in Missouri, even though the other president didn't know, but it's true.
I mean, a lot of the major convention centers you mentioned, and we're talking about Orlando, I mean, they've got a parking lot. They're out, and they're not anywhere near major transportation. You got to get there. We're right in the heart of the city. It's 9,000 hotel rooms within a walking distance of the convention center. Puts us in an incredibly attractive position in terms of how many people can actually attend easily.
Well, I'll say this for other things. I have a friend that lives West Coast, East Coast. She works for ABC, and I saw her up in New York this summer. Saw her for literally 20 minutes, but she was on and on and on about, like, she's a New Yorker, mm-hmm. but she lives in L.A., but she spends time in New York back and forth. She works for Good Morning America. She said, New York's so much more expensive. She's like, the minute you show up here, everything costs so much more. Yep. And she's in California. And I think, I used to go to California all the time and think 9% tax and this and that. Gas is $6 a gallon or whatever. But there are places that are really expensive. Do we compete in that way?
We're incredibly affordable.
That's where I'm thinking we might win. We might win because we can win on price and value.
Our hotel room nights are very competitive.
Nashville's insane.
Well, Nashville's like the bachelorette capital of the world right now. It's you go down there and it's just absolutely
jam-packed. It's $400 a night. I mean, it's New York pricing. And that's like, you know, no offense to New York or Nashville, but like, Baltimore pricing probably is really attractive to a lot of people, and I hope that we're still that. I think living here, everybody bitches about everything being expensive, but like I'm like, nah, I don't know. You know,
they don't have fresh seafood.
I would say from a show presenter standpoint, the cost of doing business in Baltimore is reasonable. Our organized labor situation is very amenable. The cost of materials here seem to be cheaper from a shipping and manufacturing standpoint. I think we're incredibly good there, but we're walkable, right? And that's when I started at the convention center in 2012. It was Celebration. They knew I was coming, and we had a Blue Angel flyover. We had the tall ships. We had vibrancy all up and down Pratt Street. And I was reminded of that. What opening day? Bruce Springsteen, a convention at the convention center. It's still there, right?
Right.
We just
The arena's been a big part of this. I've invited Bill Weidel on from CFG again for the holidays. It's gotten me downtown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
oh, yeah, because it was the Eagles. It was Bruce Springsteen, then the Eagles.
Well, one of their kids sent me a come on the other day, a sales pitch, right? And I think I sent it over to you because we were talking about the city and the support and whether the city's stepping up for the Orioles or the Ravens or CFG, things they could buy, Hippodrome, things you could buy subscriptions to, things you can be, you know, a part of the club, so to speak, right, and become a regular for whatever the value, whether it's the zoo, anything you're going to be a regular for to support. And I said to him, I've been in that building all my life. I went there. I loved it when it was a dump, right? I spoke of it.
Right.
I always loved it. I was never adverse to, oh, well, Van Halen's playing there. I want to go to Philadelphia. I was always like, I live four blocks from that arena. So when Leonard Skinner's there or when any act that used to be there. But it was few and far between. I mean, Frank did a great job. I mean, the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, so all those that played there, you too, right? In the modern eras, this century, right? But what we've seen the last 9 months is it's a heart transplant.
Yeah.
To Queen and John Mayer and
Lizzo,
the Eagles.
And
I didn't go to Lizzo, but I'm thinking of things. I went to Bryan Adams. I've been there once a month for 8 months to see big acts that weren't there. Wasn't the Skipjacks game or Blast game, no offense. But what the city is, that's such an incredible thing for our city. I think the baseball team being better. I think even the discussion, even though I'm clearly, I have some questions for the Angelos family and the Bisciotti family and for the governor and for the legislature, but I want to see a vision. You know, I mean, it's nice that he began the segment. Bill Cole's here, Matt Campbell from the Baltimore Convention Center. He began an hour and a half ago this whole thing with, tell him the money. Since it's
$6.5 billion between 2018 and 2028 capital investment within a mile of McKeldin Plaza.
Does that sound right to
public
you?
Public money or?
No, private money.
All money.
Yeah. Well, all money in that case, right? Because you have sure, everything from the medical.
So I said to him, well, that's a lot of money. What improved? Well, let's see. Hippodrome,
right.
Lexington Market, CFG Bank Arena. And then the next thing is the team, the baseball team, and then everything that lives in, the golf thing is part of that, right?
Top Golf,
right? Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
I mean, I tell people all the time that, you know, we do stuff in spite of whatever is going on, right? Like, like we are just determined, and don't sleep on the fact that this is a buyer's market. Right, like if you're a buyer of an asset, what are you looking for?
Value.
Right, you're looking for value. You're looking for depressed assets, something that somebody else doesn't want anymore, that I can improve, that I can do something else with. That is our entire city, right? Our entire city is this playground for people who want to buy cheap, put some blood, sweat, and tears into something, and make it into something else. It's like the opportunity of opportunities here. That's why things keep happening.
And so you have that, and then what is it, 2 weeks ago, the Greater Baltimore Committee was on stage with the president announcing that Baltimore was one of 41
tech hubs. Well, that was
amazing, right?
Yeah.
Right? You have Mark Anthony Thomas next to the president talking about Baltimore. And they chose Baltimore out of all 41 destinations to be that intro and to be that spotlight for that hub program. So, I mean, you could buy low, but you've also got all these fantastic assets.
Well, when you drive by 95, just looking to Port Covington.
Yeah.
I'll always call it that, by the way. It'll never be the
peninsula.
BP.
Baltimore
to
Peninsula?
Only BP we got is Baltimore Positive. Matt Campbell's from the Baltimore Convention Center. He runs things down there. Bill Cole from Cole Roofing, of course, our partner and friend. We're at Faithleets. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I got Raven scratch-offs. I've been remiss. I got to give some more of these out. I got a bunch of them here. We'll have some winners. We're going to be at Costas on Tuesday. We're going to be at Coco's on the 29th. We're going to be at Gertrude's on the 30th with Dan Rodericks. We're going to be at Curio Wellness December 15th. We're going to be at State Fair on December the 5th, I believe. So we're going to be in a lot of different places. Big appreciation to Damie, Nancy, Bill, the Divine Family for all they do here. And also Leonard Raskin, who gave me this great crab mallet and crab claw at his annual event, too. And, of course, we have crab cakes, deviled eggs for the boys here, and all that.
Why aren't you sleeping on the deviled eggs, brother?
Like, what trauma do you have?
You have a refined palate, and you're going to put your nose up to a deviled
First thing,
egg?
It's Come mustard on, and mayonnaise, which is a combination of things that I didn't... An egg, which and paprika and stuff like that. That they were always a little curdled on the table when my mother made them. I didn't really trust whether it had shells in them and stuff like that because my mother didn't see well. So I probably was traumatized in that way. First thing, I can't say what I think. It's four letter word, but I think they taste like ish. And when I was a boy, and I told my aunt this. My aunt's 81 or 82 years old now. My tia Angela, she's an Aparicio. She's Venezuelan. Came here. She was my aunt who lived in Timonium, my father's brother's wife. She's the mother of all my cousins that I love, that I spent time with. And I hadn't seen her in maybe 20 years. She was living in Venezuela. She now lives in Houston, Texas. So I went to see Springsteen down in Houston, Valentine's week, and I drove out to Katy, Texas. I took her to a beautiful breakfast. And I really wanted to hear more of her life story and hear more, like, it was my time to... And she wasn't as loquacious about it. She's very doing well, love you. She's 100% good. But she didn't have a lot of stories to tell. But I had to tell her this story. I said, Tia Angela, I hated you when I was a kid. So why do you not like me? I said, because you made me eat ish like this that I didn't want. And you would sit there and I would try to like throw it on the floor. She made me eat tuna fish. Don't bring that near me. Huh?
This is baloney, man.
So right. She made me eat things that were...
Good for you.
Gross and creamy and mayonnaise-y and mustardy that I did not want as a child. And I would get it in my... I would cry. I'd be like, don't make me eat this. My parents... So it probably created a problem with the Latin part of my culture and my background is that I didn't trust these people if they're making me eat this. So I'm not eating that. Wow. And that's that.
Wow.
You bring me macaroni salad, I'll do the same thing. You bring me potato salad, I won't eat it.
Right.
If you like so shrimp salad, I'll eat. Bring that over.
Wait, macaroni salad is not allowed?
No. Potato salad, no.
What's wrong
Egg
with macaroni salad?
No. Tuna salad, no. I wouldn't eat most of the things in that cooler over there.
But then shrimp salad's fine, so you're a hypocrite.
Yes. Totally.
Are those beets? No, no.
I might be with you on the beets.
I'm an eater. I eat most everything, but I don't eat that.
I like raw beets. I don't like pickled beets.
People have asked me I have never gone on a rant in 5 years about a food I don't like more than I just did.
Right.
Because all I do is talk about the food. Because I love so many. Why would I eat that when I could eat this?
Well, yeah, that's not the that's
you know
not
what
the
it
conversation
is?
Though.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
I'm skinny and small. No, I can
I'll
eat
tell you,
so much.
I'll tell you
I'm
what
selective.
It is. This is 100% the story of deviled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever take the time to actually make deviled eggs, you will understand.
It's an art form.
The effort and the love that has to go into making deviled eggs that you fundamentally want to eat all of them because of the level of effort.
Show of hands. How many people eat deviled eggs? God, I've just been out. Yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, my God.
It's
They're
such,
all like, yeah, we eat them.
Right.
I'm like,
it's totally a labor of love.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like
my father wanted to take them off the menu because they're too
This is not
yes,
the first time in
right.
my life I'm calling all of you wrong.
Okay.
So, you got anything else for us here? I'm going to keep you around because you're here. I got to get Damien on. Jeff's here. We're going to talk development. So, I'm going to let you go because you... It's a holiday. You sure you don't want another deviled egg? I got one.
Oh, don't worry. That won't go to waste.
I didn't think
it
would.
Bill will eat it.
Right.
Now, these here are God's gift. Do you know there are people like my daughter-in-law doesn't eat tomatoes? And I'm like,
oh.
What's wrong? Like, these are like little bites of heaven. When I call her, and she brings them over for me. So, convention center, what do people need to know other than the nest is opening on opening day and I'll be there flying the flag?
That's right.
You should come on the show more often and tell me more about
gastroenterology?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
He does conventions for...
We have, you know, look, we've got the holiday season coming up. We're doing a lot of events for the community. We're doing the... We do a couple Thanksgiving events, handing out having the Thanksgiving meals. Laurent McLean's 53 Foundation is going to be at the convention center.
Sweater.
So we're focused on that. Obviously, you can find out more about us at bccenter.org. But the mayor just announced a new program called Baltimore Rise last night.
What was that?
So it's an initiative to engage downtown. And do all the things that people have been asking for in a very strategic way. Everything from cleaning up tree wells to new signs to infrastructure enhancements to public safety enhancements in collaboration with all the downtown folks, including Shalanda at Downtown Partnership.
So Downtown Partnership met at your place on Thursday night.
It was their 40th anniversary annual meeting last night. Yep.
I was at the American Cancer Society event, so I saw people showing up and doing things. There was something else that happened on Thursday night. It was just a big night. There was another soiree that was pretty significant. Oh, Sports Hall of Fame. Scott Garceau went in. Jermaine Lewis went in. Friends of mine. I'm all my friends. Mike Gaffigan. All sorts of people were at that. So it was a busy night in the city.
We had about 750 people,
wow,
including Senator Cardin, Senator Van Hollen, Governor Moore, Mayor Scott.
Was it a meal?
It was a big, you know.
Did they have a mashed
reception.
Potato bar?
They didn't.
Okay.
But
well,
we didn't.
They missed the boat.
We had
on
the
that.
Best carved turkey. We had the best pit beef. A fantastic action donut station, flambéed, and all that stuff. Do you like donuts? Can you eat donuts?
Oof.
Dude, just let them eat that. I eat almost everything.
Check that out.
But it was.
I don't
it was
eat a, beets. I don't night. Eat liver. I don't eat deviled eggs.
So
no, I don't eat deer. I don't eat venison. But I eat.
There's actually a point here. Let's not get lost.
Keep going.
So this program.
Yep.
I want to be on the record of saying that I like literally just read one article this morning and I know nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to find the video. Couldn't even find the video. But it makes me think of two things. One is patience, and two is like optimistic participation.
Yep.
Right? So I had the opportunity to go to Philadelphia on one of our like learning jaunts that we take, and Philly did a really good job of finding these different little public spaces and activating them.
Yep.
You know, you put a Starbucks kiosk anywhere, like, all of a sudden there's
people come,
there.
Right.
You serve booze after 4 o'clock in a little park area, people show up.
Yep.
Well, I mean, one of the strategies, and I'm by no means, like, a public safety expert, I don't know what I'm talking about, right? I'm literally just talking out my butt. If there's a whole bunch of people there, that breeds better public safety.
Yep. Vibrancy solves crime.
So if you activate space, you're improving public safety. The patience part is, like, things don't happen overnight.
That's right.
So maybe he was influenced by what we saw in Philadelphia. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. Maybe all this was his own ideas. Regardless, my point is that there are a lot of people trying to do really good stuff right now. We all lack the patience because we want it right now, right? These are the problems. We have to fix them right now. And then I think in our world today, it's almost like our default position is skeptical and, like, you know, semi-negative.
Well, that's why I put positive out on the screen right here. You know what I mean?
Like, 100%.
Literally, not everything I'm here, you know, and this is where Don and I would get sideways. It's not all a PR endeavor for me, but it is all a PR endeavor. And sharing, shedding light on things that are wrong is how they get right. And then celebrating when they get right. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, celebrating the CFG Bank Arena, which a year ago we were sitting here and saying, is that thing ever going to get done? As I'm sitting here in the old Lexington Market with Damie, who's at the patience of Job at this point, to get Catonsville open, to get the stall open the right way, 50 feet from here. And, like, she has to believe it's going to happen I've seen everything else happen
and
here.
And last
night
at that event, Downtown Partnership awarded CFG Bank, Oakview Group, and Frank as a kind of revitalization award winner because of the work they did at no expense to the city to re-engage and really raise the bar, right? But the four concepts of this Downtown Rise program are public safety and cleanliness, community and economic development, arts, culture, entertainment, and placemaking, and infrastructure development. And
pipes have to work.
Well, the convention center needs to be top-notch. And the sidewalks need to get us from the arena to the convention center in a safe way. And the bike lanes and the scooters and all that stuff has to be done intentionally.
And I'll just say it because maybe I have to be the guy because I'm like the dumb roofer guy. So I'll be the one to
say it. That's what I love about you. I bring you on the show.
I'll be the one to say it. Like, if we can't figure out a way to put our egos aside and just lean in on whoever's idea it was and whatever concept, just lean in. Give it some energy. Give it some, don't get in the way. Let's try things. Like, hey, okay, if it's an epic disaster, everybody's got to raise their hand and we're going to pivot and we're going to change and we're going to do it better. But so much of what stands in the way is this friction around, well, we can't support that because it isn't the right people or the right party or the right group or the right whatever.
Well, I'm bringing Jeff Ratnow on just to advance. You're going to be with him.
Yeah.
In the development space, you know, I've asked David Bramble on. I hope he comes on at some point in the next 90 days. Shalanda was busy last. I mean, I've invited all of these folks on.
He needs
on.
To get on because right now the story is being told by others.
I know that.
Like, he had an opportunity. He put his story out. And now all the reverberations and the ripple effect from that are like, oh, my gosh, or, wow, that's awesome. And he needs to continue to tell the story.
Well, and I think that I'm here today with Jeff to talk about just the general, because Jeff was came out on LinkedIn and said, hey, give this a chance. And I that's where I am on this. What, from a development, from a civic planning, what makes it a good idea? What makes it a good idea? I know what makes it a bad idea. It's going to fail. It's not Harbor Place. It's not a mall. It's not that. It's not. Tell me what it's not. Tell me what it is, and then we can figure out how to make some of the knots maybe still, you know, over with.
I don't know.
It's a concept.
Right. I don't know where I sit on that yet because I haven't been told enough of the stories.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion. People have asked
what
me,
I know
like,
about.
I know it can't be what it is. Right. It needs to be something else, you know?
What I know about, briefly, what I read. Again, I don't know a lot about that program from last night, but I know that it is low risk to invest and activate space that already exists that isn't being used. It is low risk, right? Everybody just leans in and it becomes something wonderful or it doesn't, but the downside, there really is no downside to it. It's open space that isn't doing anything. Right, it's trash in tree wells. Yep. Like, what could possibly be the downside of cleaning that up?
Right,
like literally, somebody's going to do it, get a job. Somebody's going to clean it up. It's going to look better.
And it's going to make the city function better.
Like, that's low risk. Lean in, support support it. Let's make it happen.
I love it.
DowntownBaltimoreRise.com.
Okay.
That's the city's platform website.
See, I didn't even need the mayor. I got you. It's good. You'll be promoted.
No, you need the mayor.
I need the mayor. Matt Campbell's here. He is running all things Baltimore Convention Center. Bill Cole's here. He runs Cole Roofing as well as Gordian Energy. I usually have my Cole Roofing mug here with my Royal Farms coffee. Maryland Lottery's giving these out. It's Raven Scratch-Offs. They have a gingerbread and a peppermint seasonal. I made a mistake. Scratcher. I called them sniffers. John Martin didn't appreciate that. They're scented. They're scented
scratchers.
Scented scratch offs. Get it right. We're sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. We have
Ravens.
These don't stink. They and the Ravens don't stink either.
They smell
pretty
like
good
victory.
Too.
Scented scratch offs.
They smell like victory.
That's so good.
I'm going to use that. That's going to get me another sponsorship. Maryland Lottery, our friends at Window Nation. I've worn the wacky hat. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 0% financing for 5 years. Last but never least, I don't have a Jiffy Lube widget or thing. They're going to give me something to hold up. I think before it's maybe a T-shirt. Our friends at Jiffy Lube Multicare sponsoring the Maryland Crab Cake
before
Tour. Damie's here. What?
Before you go, I just before we lose him, like, it's really important that all the millions of listeners that love this city find more people like him that are in the city, that are committed to the city, that are trying to make good stuff happen, and then we embrace them and we make sure they feel love.
Yeah, help Mac out.
Right.
Yeah.
And Convention Center, but not just, but just personally, like, there are good people. When we find them, we have to embrace them. We have to help them in any way we can. So
I've told a million stories about my father over 32 years on the air. I call him my pop because that's what I called him. His name was Mac. I don't have a lot of Macs on. So there you go. So my dad's name was your name. So you have to be a good human.
Good one. Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I don't think I brought that up. So there. My dad, Big Mac.
I will continue to press on the deviled eggs while you're just
good. I appreciate that.
We're not going to let this go.
We'll check in on you in a couple of weeks. We'll get
you.
We'll turn it.
Is there Old Bay in it or like J.O. or no? You don't.
You can.
Eastern Shore.
You can.
I'm just trying to think of what you could do to a deviled egg.
You can.
Yeah.
If you undeviled it and just gave me like a boiled egg, I'd be happy to eat it with a little salt and pepper.
What we're going to tell her is take that deviled egg, put a little piece of lump crab on top of it, charge three times as much, people will buy it every day. Buy it every day. Take the same thing, drop a little jalapeno on top of it, charge twice as much, people will buy it every day.
He's always thinking, Bill Cole. That's why he's...
I've experienced all of that, and that is wonderful. If you like deviled eggs, man, you're allowed to change it up every now and then.
He's here for the deviled eggs. I'm here for the shrimp salad. We all come here for the crab cakes. We're at Fadley's in Lexington Market, the old market. We'll be in the new market. I keep saying this is going to be the last show, but it's not. Yeah, you know, I thought when I left 33rd Street would be the last time. Then I drive by there, and I get all wistful all over again. So
verklempt. Verklempt?
Yeah, I got verklempt last night in front of people. It wasn't comfortable. I was still like, I drove out of there last night. All my pictures, I'm a wreck, so...
Nice.
But it was a beautiful tribute to David Modell. So it's football season. Luke's out in Owings Mills. We're in Lexington Market. We're going to come back and talk about development, Inner Harbor, Harbor Place, my old neighborhood. We're WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, from Lexington Market. Stay with us. It's the Crab Cake Tour.